Introduction, La Pandarola Tour. Hi there. On this tour, you are going to discover the history of a train called La Pandarola, meaning cockroach in Valencian, probably due to the black colour of the steam engines. Officially, its title was the Tranvía a Vapor de Onda al Grao de Castelló, meaning steam tram from Onda to Grao de Castelló in English. It was a narrow-gauge train, in other words, 0.75 metres, 29.5 inches approximately, between rails, and was operational in the La Plana region for 75 years, between 1888 and 1963. Its longest route, between El Grau de Castelló and Onda, covered 28 kilometres, 17.40 miles approximately. Its main purpose was to transport goods from the different municipalities of La Plana to the ports of Castelló and later Buriana, from which they were then exported. The most commonly transported products were oranges, representing 30% to over 50% of the total cargo, followed by tiles, namely those made in Onda. However, the Pandarola tram would eventually become a key transportation link for the people of the towns it connected, Castelló and El Grau, Almasora, Villa Real, Onda and Buriana, with its port. Some years, it registered peaks of more than a million passengers, making it one of the most used secondary railways in the whole of Spain. On 29th June 1958, on the occasion of the festivities of San Pedro in El Grau, 140 trains were mobilised to transport 27,234 passengers between Castelló and its maritime district. Originally under private management, from 1932, the state took over as administrator. The tram, which, with the exception of its line between Villa Real and El Grau de Buriana, used to circulate inside the towns, has left an indelible mark on urban planning, as well as becoming an emblem of the region. Today, engine cars and wagons converted into monuments can still be seen in Villa Real, Buriana, or El Grau de Castelló. Its imprint on the urban landscape is not so easy to find, but there are streets that trace diagonals, chamfers that cut corners, and even squares, see, that owe their origin precisely to the existence of this tram, hence the historical and cultural importance of this route. So all aboard the train in our imaginations, we'll be making 6 stops. The start of our trip is El Grau de Castelló, specifically La Pandarola Square. The rest of the stops on our trip are in the centre of Castelló, from Borrell Square to the last stop in the old football field of El Sequiol, which occupies the Juan Bautista Porcar Secondary School.